Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Sonya McGuire is making her first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that gift with all of you. Her new project is called The Next Chapter. We're going to be talking to her what it's been like for her to not only allow people to hear her voice, but also to know how it's resonating with them. You guys are going to be able to hear her single, The Next Chapter, here in just a moment. But Sonya, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Sonya, I really enjoyed this song, The Next Chapter. We're going to be hearing it a little bit later in the program. I want to talk to you about the experience because, you know, here you are. You've been blessed with this beautiful voice. What has it been like for you to not only share that voice with the world, but then to see how people around the world are responding to it?
It's definitely a humbling experience to think, you know, that God would use me, you know, definitely as a vessel to minister, you know, through the ministry of song to his people, and just to hear the testimonies and of lives being changed and, you know, hearts being encouraged, you know, and you know, it just really, you know, it's a very humbling experience and definitely makes you, you know, more than thankful to God for choosing me, you know, just to be
right.
A minister, you know, through the ministry of song.
Exactly. You know, I love the way you say that, Sonya, about being a vessel, because I think if most people looked at their gift that way, it's not really belonging to them, but really being a conduit for God to be able to use them. I think that is really, I think, where you realize, you know, your greatest strength and knowing where it comes from. So for you, when did you first know that you had been given this gift? Because it is a gift that you have. When did you first realize it for yourself?
Well, I have to be honest, I really never saw myself doing this. I really enjoyed being behind the scenes, you know, playing instruments or different things of that nature, but God had a different plan, you know, definitely for my life. And when he did, you know, speak to me and definitely through his direction, I accepted this ministry. Literally, when I tell you, it's been an experience all within itself to see God transcend language barriers, to see God move from one extreme to the next, you know, from literally like blowing my mind, just being able to experience it really as a whole.
Right, right. You know, I think especially, you know, artists like yourself, Sonya, you guys are able to perform in front of crowds, but now thanks to the internet, you have really the world at your fingertips. The world is able to get to know you, be able to hear your music, support your music. Talk to us about that worldwide audience and how that has really been a big part of how you've been able to allow the world to know who you are through the internet. What has it been like for you to kind of have the world literally being brought to you?
You know, again, it's again, a humbling experience, just because I think a lot of times people receive that platform and do not maximize it for what it's for. But for me, to really just hear the testimonies of, you know, those that are, you know, blessed and those that have been healed and those that have been going through traumatic experiences in their life, it really, it's almost like a silent audience. So you may not ever be able to physically touch that person, but the ministry that God has given you and the platform and social media, you know, people being able to go on and hear your music and experience, you know, the words of encouragement or experience, you know, your ministry as a whole, you know, again, for me, you know, it's a scenario as, again, I don't take it lightly, you know, and I've seen a lot of people use those platforms for the wrong reasons. But it, you know, thanks be unto God, I've been blessed because whenever I'm doing television or whenever I'm doing radio, people are able to tune in and share, you know, with me experience, you know, the ministry that God has blessed me with. and it has touched and reached other people's lives. But definitely social media is kind of like an independent artist, kind of like a major platform, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, it's one of those scenarios. Is I make sure that I definitely allow God to be seen in every way, you know, none of Sonya, but actually, you know, just an experience, really, on that platform for those that don't know me or don't know my ministry, but to experience what God has blessed me to be able to share with them.
Exactly, and the blessings are definitely continuing to flow. Sonya, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Sonya McGuire is my guest. We're talking to her not only about the gift that she has with her voice, but also the ministry that she's been able to deliver through it. You know, I mentioned social media for a reason, Sonya, because you do something that I believe really strongly in, and that is being able to use these online mediums to not only share, of course, the work that you're doing, but also to spread an important message. I think as we transition, as we get ready to listen to the single, The Next Chapter, you wrote two things last month that really struck me, and I made a note to make sure I mentioned it on this program. On June 21st on Facebook, you posted this: the greatest lesson that you will ever learn is taught by a teacher named your past. And even 7 days later, on June 28th, you wrote this: the only time you should be caught looking back is to see how far God has brought you. It was left behind you in order for you to move forward into your greater. Those are both, I think, powerful messages that, unfortunately, because of how negative and dark the world is these days, people need to know that they don't have to be defined by who they were or how people see them to be. How has that helped you in your own journey, Sonya, to remember that, you know, that God does not want to judge us by our past, but to use it as a teacher as we move forward into the present and the future?
You know, it blessed me, and oftentimes I share what God actually gives me and blesses me with. And even when I wrote those posts, a lot of times, you know, we will go through situations and we will experience things that we've kind of gotten ourselves into. But thanks be unto God, He is a God of mercy, He's a God of grace, He's a God of forgiveness. So a lot of times we place things in our lives that are taking up space for something greater. So when God removes that thing, a lot of times we want to go back, and because we miss it, it's been there, it's been taking up space, not realizing that God removed it for a reason. And there's no need to go backwards, because if you're going backwards, you cannot walk into your greater looking backwards.
Right.
You're only going to
right.
see what was and not what's to come. So, you know, just in my own personal daily walk, you know, and experience with God, you know, it was really He was really blessing me in you know, even in my prayer time, and you know, even in time of me reading, you know, the word, that you know, where you are right now is not where you're going to be, because God deals with us in our future, and it's so
right.
much greater than what's been. But a lot of us get stuck into what's been. A lot of us get stuck into our now, not realizing when God spoke to us, even through the word, you know, He speaks to us in our future.
Right. Exactly.
And the only way we can move forward is to leave what's behind us.
And that is the thing. And, you know, and for some people that is so difficult to do, Sonya, because, you know, people will try to always tell them. And I hear this on this show all the time. People who are supposed to be the very ones that, are, you know, should love and support you, telling you, you know, what you're not going to be, what you can't do. But I think, you know, what I got from your post and what I get even from your message in this conversation is that it's not about what man thinks. It really, only thing that matters is what God thinks. And I think as long as He has given us a gift and given us a mission, that as long as we are doing that, that's all we have to worry about. And I think it's great that you're able to share that. Can you share with us, though, how that makes you feel to know that something that you've been given and something that you write like that, how it affects people for a positive way? How does that make you feel as, again, being a vessel to be able to inspire people, not only through your song, but also through messages?
Well, you know what, again, it's what God has, you know, given me, and I'm a firm believer that if I'm going to, you know, minister the word of God through the ministry of song, I believe that it is our purpose to use these platforms to help build each other, to help strengthen, encourage, and to help let each other know that it's going to be okay, that, you know, where you are right now is not the end of it, you know, it's so much better to come. So for me, you know, it's kind of a scenario where I don't have a problem being transparent and saying, hey, you know, been there, you know, this, you know, so if it helps somebody else, you know, a lot of times we
right.
we hide behind where we are and where we think we're going and not allow people to see how God has really blessed us and what he has taught us and what he has brought us through, what he has brought
right.
us from. So for right. me, it's a scenario, it's still that I believe that, you know, at the end of the day, if I don't do nothing else, I'm supposed to be a worshiper and a praiser of God, and I'm supposed to be who he's called me to be. And if people can't see him anywhere else, they ought to be able to see him through us, those emptied out vessels, you know, that are willing to say, you know what, I see everybody else doing this, that, or the other, but at the end of the day, you know, God has called me to do this. And if I have an opportunity to help somebody, you know, I need to fulfill my purpose in helping them. As I've been helped, as I've been blessed, as I've been encouraged, as I've ran across some things probably on somebody else's post that have helped to really provoke me to think or provoke me, you know, to a higher place than what I was, you know.
Right. And I think that's the thing, being able to realize we're all in this together, you know, that we are all here, you know, to encourage one another. We're told that all the time through Scripture, to encourage one another, to build one another. And that is, I think, one of our greatest gifts that we can give to others. Again, everyone, Sonya McGuire is my guest. We're talking to her not only about the gift of her voice, but also what it's like for her to be used as a vessel to be able to spread not only God's love, but also his reminders for all of us. So the single, as I mentioned, Sonya, that we're going to be listening to is called The Next Chapter. Talk to us a little bit about the single and how it came about.
Well, The Next Chapter is actually the title of the project, and it's also the single. The Next Chapter was written in a place for Sonya where I felt like, you know, I was at my end. I felt like I didn't know what else to do. I was tired, you know, just dealing with this life, you know, and just how I just spoke about that encouragement piece. As I began to sit down and I began to think, I was like, Lord, you know, what's coming? You know, what's in this next chapter? You know, and just really dealing with increasing my faith, you know, even the more in what I could not see, in what
right.
seemed to be a dry place or what seemed to be an unproductive place for me, I began to write, you know, God began to give me the words to pen to this song. And the reality of it is that there's so much behind the story. Everybody sees what they see in front of them, but it's so much more. So I wrote this song, you know, to really encourage those that where you are right now in your life is not where God ordained you to be. What's to come is so much greater than what you can see. Though you live the story, God wrote the book and turned the pages and wrote your next chapter, because a lot of times people will look at you right now and they'll say that's all you are, or you'll never be greater, or you're not going
right.
anywhere, or you've been in this cycle. But I'm glad that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's not left up to man. It's not left up to our circumstances. It's not left up to our situation. It's not left up to our family, our friends, our problems. But he's still writing. And as long as God has a pen in his hand, as long as he's still writing your next chapter, there's so much greater to come than what he is right now. And I tell people, you know, the Bible says we can endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning time. It's the
yeah.
meantime that we have to be consistent in knowing that greater is coming, not focus on where we are. So the next chapter is just that, to encourage you that God is turning the pages of your life. I don't care what you're going through right now. God is the author. He's still writing our next chapter, and I wanted to encourage those to be encouraged. Hang in there. You know, don't let go. It's when we feel the furthest away when God is the closest. You know.
I think that's a great
so
message, Sonya.
Yeah, we gotta be careful not to let go at that pivotal point when God is right there.
Right.
Because
exactly.
it's not our timing, or because we can't see it. But to have faith and believe and know that God has the last say, and as long as you have breath in your body, there is greater coming.
And that is the reminder for all of us. That is definitely the reminder for all of us. So, Sonya, why don't you go ahead and do us the honors and introduce the single for us.
All right, this song is entitled The Next Chapter from the forthcoming project entitled The Next Chapter, written and produced by yours truly, Sonya McGuire, and I pray that it blesses you as God blessed me to write it.
If I had to tell you my
about the gift that she has that's very evident in that song, but also what it's been like for her to minister to individuals and to reach them where they are. So, Sonia, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can support the music as well.
Definitely. We are on all social media. You can definitely reach us for any engagements, Sonia McGuire Music at gmail.com. We are on Twitter at Sonia McGuire 1. We are on Facebook at Sonia McGuire Music. We are also on LinkedIn, Sonia McGuire. We are also on Instagram. We are on SoundCloud. We are on every social media, and you can also reach us by phone at area code 678-778-4287. And we greatly appreciate all of the love and support those that have gone on iTunes or Google Play, all of the music distributors for the internet and purchase a single, and definitely those that don't have it, I encourage you to get it. I pray that it will bless you as God blessed me to write it.
Well, I know it will. We'll definitely be reminding our listeners of that throughout the weekend as well, Sonya, as we're doing our recap of our musical guests. So congratulations to you on the single and also on living your life with passion and purpose and realizing not only who you are but whose you are and how that has really, I think, affected the way that you've been able to affect other people's lives. Because I think, you know, we all have the opportunity to be an impact in someone's life, either positively or negatively, and you have chosen to be a positive impact in the lives of others in the world. So congratulations on that, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for the platform that you provide to be a blessing to independent artists such as myself. So I encourage everybody to stay tuning in and supporting you here on your blog talk show as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Sonya. We appreciate the support as well. And if anyone came in late and missed part of the conversation with Sonya McGuire, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we tagged Sonya both on her Facebook fan page as well as on Twitter as well. So you can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll be able to find the link there for this show. You can listen to it completely for free, share it with your friends. And then, of course, make sure you share it, as Sonya mentioned earlier, make sure you share it on all the social media sites. There are buttons there on the bottom for Facebook, Twitter, even MySpace, LinkedIn. You can share it with your friends there and continue to, I think, to encourage other people through music. And that is what Sonya's being able to do. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great afternoon.